Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I am normally not on Thursdays, but I am so glad to be here with you all. So if you are tuning in for the first time, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. Today I'm on here on Thursday because I did have a few clients and just other things that really required my attention. But I knew that I needed to be here. So before I get to callers, I do have a few callers that I need to get to today. I'm going to go over the energy that is coming in this week. And so if you have been feeling the energy this week, if you have been, you know, learning and growing this week, I would love to hear from you. So give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. Also, if you'd like some guidance, if you're quite not sure of something, if you need some confirmation on some things, I would love to hear from you as well. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this week's energy. So if you aren't aware of my page, my Facebook page, if you go there, I do the energy of the week there. So if you go to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath, you would be able to find the energy of the week from the beginning of the week. So, you know, because my show is on Wednesday and Thursdays, that, you know, if you wanted to check it out on Monday to just prepare for the week, you can always go there as well to check that out. All right. So this week's energy, we have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for us, along with Archangel Jophiel and Archangel Raziel. So Archangel Raziel has been with us throughout this month, and he's like the Archangel of the month. So Archangel Gabriel this week steps forward for us because it's going to be important for us to really communicate those things that are within our hearts that we do really need to express others, in a way that is going to be receptive to others. So sharing what it is that you've been going through, sharing what it is, the growth that you have been doing. So because that is going to be important for not only for yourself, but the other person as well, for their growth as well, to really be able to see who it is that they are and what it is that they're able to do. So, and that also does have the correlation of the topic of today as well, that beauty that is within, and or that is you. Because who it is that you truly are, it is important for us to really share those things, to share our experiences, to share those things, the truth that is within us, the wisdom that's within us, to share that love and light that you are. And so when we share of ourselves, when we share those things that we've learned and how it is that we've grown, we really help others to be able to see that those lessons as well. So they're going to be able to pick up on those things that they truly need to learn, those messages that they need to hear as well from coming from you, from your truth, from being who it is that you truly are. So, and communication is going to be very important this week, especially communicating in a way that is going to be receptive to other people. So that, because there are ways you can speak where it's going to be a block to others. There are different ways of communicating where it may not be receptive to someone, depending on how it comes out. So it's going to be important for you to kind of look, especially if it's a person that you truly know, to be able to speak to them in a way that they're going to be receptive. So when we call on Archangel Gabriel, when we call on our guardian angels and our guides, they're able to help us through that. They're able to help us to speak in a way that is going to be receptive for them. Also to prepare the other person to really receive those messages, to really be able to receive the way that what it is that you need to tell them and what it is that you need to express. So what is it that's coming in for you this week that you really need to show others, that you really need to share with others? And to, you know, first write that down, to really journal on it and meditate on it. What is it that you need to share? What truth is it that you need to share with others so that you can share that love and light that you are? So that is pretty much the energy of this week. We do have a new energy that is going to be coming up this coming week in a few days. And so, you know, it's going to be important for us to journal, and it's going to be important for us to meditate. Also, as we express ourselves, we're releasing the old energy that is within us, those things that are stuck within us that really needs to be shed, that really needs to come out, so that for yourself, you can really be able to receive the messages that are for you, to receive that clarity that is meant for you. All right. So, you know, if you'd like to share what it is that you've been really picking up for when it comes to yourself for this week, I would love to hear from you. So that number again is 714-816-4628. And to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me. All right, so why don't we go ahead and take a few callers? I do have a few waiting. So let's see here. We have caller area code 678. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello, caller 678. Okay. We will get back to him or her in a moment. Let's see. Let's go ahead and try area code 845. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is
Maria.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? My name is Maria. I call from New York. You see me here. I'm going to go in Italy. I move over there for good, me and my daughter, the name is Rina.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what you said. I know your name is Maria, and I think you just told me your daughter's name. I'm sorry, I'm not getting a
okay,
good connection.
Okay, I'll repeat again. I say, you see me, so I'm going to go in Italy. You're going to stay there for good, so I'm going to move over there and buy a property over there.
Well,
you got it?
Okay, so yes. I heard what you said. However, I do have a different message for you when it comes to – it does have to do with yourself and moving forward. And Archangel Raphael is stepping forward for you. And what he's sharing with me is that it's really important for you to really look within and see what it is that you truly want. Because what I'm seeing is there's a little bit of, there are different things that are coming in that you're not quite sure of what it is that you really want. So it's going to be important for you to do some journaling and ask yourself, what is it that you really want out of life? Or what is it that you really want this year? And to really focus on, not to focus on any of the limiting beliefs, not to focus on those things that you don't think you can do, but to focus on those things that you really, truly want for you and your family. And it's going to really open up different areas in your life that's going to really be pieced together so that, you know, everything is going to come together when you are able to clearly define what it is that you really want. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And once you do that, you are going to be able to see what it is that you need to do next.
I don't know. Sure. How long have we got here to go to the camp?
Right now you have a lot of different focuses. There's a lot of different, you're trying to do so many different things that it's really important for you to be grounded and really, really focus on what it is that you want. You're thinking about your daughter, you're thinking about everything else, but it's important for you to bring that energy in and to then focus on what it is that you want so that you can keep helping other people as well. So you have to kind of bring in that energy. Your energy is really in so many different places that it's important for you to bring that energy in and to really do some digging when it comes to yourself. What is it that you truly want? Okay?
It's okay. Can I ask you something else, please? You see if my daughter is going to get a fiancé soon.
So when it comes to those things, it's really important for you to focus on you first, and then you are going to be able to understand what you need to do next. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next. Back to our first caller here. We have area code 678. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Kathy from Georgia.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Wonderful. I do hear myself on your end. Do you mind lowering the volume just a little bit?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes. Much better.
Perfect.
So how can I help you today?
Calling concerning relationship issues. My guy, Tony, he's been distant, and I don't know why, so I'm trying to find out why and when will he get out of it.
Can you say that again?
My guy, Tony, is being distant, and I'm trying to find out why he's being distant and when he'll get out of it.
Okay, so I do have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. Have you been, so what they're showing me is there are some things that have happened in the past, past relationships, and also when it comes to family, that is kind of, that's kind of coming into your relationship right now. Does that make sense?
You said with his family and what?
No, with, so things that have happened to you in the past, as well as some things that have happened when it comes to with your family, that are kind of coming in, that you've kind of brought into this relationship. So have you had past relationships before?
Yeah.
Because what they're showing me is that there's some things that haven't really been healed from that is affecting your relationship right now. And so it's going to be important for you to kind of, do you do some journaling right now, currently?
I've started.
Okay, wonderful. So, you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael and call on Archangel Shamuel. And what they're going to do is they're going to help you to see some of the areas on what it is, those areas that need to be healed, that still needs to be kind of brought to the surface and to be let go of. So, and also some limiting beliefs that are coming in that is keeping you from really being who it is that you truly are in this relationship. So what your significant other may be feeling is those things that are being brought in with this relationship. But also to know that your significant other also has his own things that he needs to really work on as well. So what is going to be important for you to look into as you're doing some journaling is what is it that has happened in the past when it comes to your past relationships that have kind of been brought into this one. So you're going to be able to make that connection as you do the journaling. Does that make sense?
No, for me, I hadn't dated in a long time, and literally I'm with this person. I literally let go of past stuff and just went in it with new set of eyes, et cetera, and was very excited because I was just happy that I actually opened myself up to actually start dating again and stuff. Then I was over, you know, I was moving forward and seeing I moved forward, and it just bit me and just didn't work. I know he really truly likes me and wants to be with me, but I just don't know what the shutdown is about, and that's what I was trying to understand from you. Why is he shutting down right now? Because I know he likes me. That's not the question. I know he does. I know he's scared, but I can't take the silence or the lack of communication.
But this also does have to do with those things. There are some other things that you do need to heal from. And what I'm hearing is it has to do with trust. So, you know, and it also goes back to your relationship with when it comes to parents and other adults. So when you were a child as well. So it's all kind of brought together. So I want you to look into that when it comes to trust. And that is what, you know, they're sharing with me. So to look at that, and then as you do the healing, as you are able to let go and really change that mindset, you're going to be able to see the shift that happens when it comes to the energy. And yes, there also are things that he needs to work on that he really needs, that he is going through. But it starts with us. So when we are able to heal and we're able to do those things that we can, because we can't control what other people do, but when we are able to change our mindset, when we're able to do the healing work, as well as let go of those things that are not who it is that we are, then things shift, and that's when things start to happen. Also, communication is the energy this week. So, you know, to communicate those things that, when it comes to journaling, what is it that is really bothering you? What is it that's giving that stress, anxiety, those things that are bottled up? I do feel that is within your heart space right now, your heart chakra right now, to bring that out in your journaling. And what you're going to be able to get is this new energy. Your guides and your angels, your guardian angels, as well as the archangels, are going to be able to share with you the messages that are meant for you. But it's really important for us to really bring out that old energy. So all those things that bother us, all those anxieties that we have, to bring it out and put that on paper. And so then you're going to be able to get those aha moments. You're going to be able to get those messages to help you to gain clarity on what you can do next, what it is that you're meant to, and what it is that you're meant to see. Okay? So I hope that makes sense.
No, because I don't know if he's going to come back and communicate or not, and that was kind of my question.
It's really important to really focus on you this week when it comes to the relationship. And once you are able to work on yourself, things around you are going to start change and shift. Okay? All right?
Okay.
Okay, I hope you have a wonderful week. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Anne in California.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm definitely feeling better after yesterday. It's like feels lighter.
Yes. So how can I help you today?
I would like to know about what angels are around me involving colors. I always see the color of energy, and I want to work with colors more.
Okay. So I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. I also do have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you. So what colors have you been seeing?
Oh, not any particular. It's just whatever the energy is, that's the color that I see.
Okay, so because there are a few different colors when it comes to certain archangels. So that's why I was asking.
And I'm not connected to angels.
Okay, so I have Archangel Shamuel really stepping forward for you today. And Archangel Raphael is working with Archangel Shamuel when it comes to this. And it has to do with love. And it has to do with loving yourself. So today, you know, and Archangel Gabriel is also stepping forward because this week's energy does have to do with communication. So first, Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Raphael really want you to see that it's really important for you to love yourself completely, who it is that you truly are. You were brought here for a reason. You have these amazing purposes, that amazing things that you are meant to do. So not to be afraid to really do those things that is calling you and that you are longing to do. So And Archangel Raphael is also stepping forward because of fears and doubts that may come in because of limiting beliefs, as well as just those thoughts that say, you can't do it, or you're not good enough, or you don't have the resources to do it. But they're letting you know that you can do it and that you're meant to do it. And when you take that step forward and say, you're showing them that, yes, you are ready to do that.
Mm.
So
okay,
what I am being shown is you are being told what it is that you need to be doing. So you know what it is, what that is, or some of the things at least. So does that make sense?
No, I don't know what that one means. But
okay.
I'm already being told
so,
what I need to do. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you have been doing journaling the last few months and you've been doing the growth, what is it that you have been seeing?
Sorry, what have I been seeing?
Yeah, so what is it that you have been seeing about yourself as you're doing the journaling, as you are doing some healing work?
I don't know.
Okay. So, I encourage you to do is to kind of go back to the last few months and how much
okay.
that you've grown, as well as what it is that you've been told and shown. So those are going to help you to see what it is that you need to be, what it is that they're wanting you to step forward into. So, last year was a year, a huge year when it came to stepping out of our comfort zones. So because of that, you were able to learn a lot about yourself in that sense. So, and you were able to let go of a lot of fears and really be able to step out of your comfort zone and do those things that you didn't, you may not have realized that you could do. So to look back on those things, and as you look back on those things, you're going to be able to see what it is that the angels and your guides have been showing you and telling you. So as you're journaling, I want you to kind of reflect back into those last few months. Do that. Because, what they're showing me is that you have been shown a lot of different things on what it is that you need to do next. But also Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward because he really wants you to truly be able to see that you are amazing and that you are needed. And that it's really important for you to go after those things that you truly want, and to really love who it is that you truly are, as they created you in this image. And so it's important for you to really see that and how it is that you've come, not being who it is that other people want you to be, but who it is that you truly are. How is it that you can feel comfortable in your own skin? What is it that you need to do in order to feel that way? And so there have been things in your past where there have been people in your past who say you should act this way, or this is not, you're not good enough for this or that. But those are not things that who it is that you are, but you know how it is that you can live in a way that makes you happy, that you know that, and just being who it is that you are and shining that light out to other people and not being afraid to do that. I hope that
okay.
makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that I'm being shown for you that you can do, that you're meant to do. And so it's really important for you to fill yourself with that love, that energetic fill your energetic cup and do those things that you love to do and really feel that happiness that you're meant for. So what does that look like? And no excuses, because, yeah, there are a lot of things going on the outside world with a pandemic, with, you know, everything else, with climate and all that stuff. But you can still do those things that you truly want to do and do those things that you're truly meant to do. So, you know, to know that you are meant to do them, that you can do them, but you have to take that step to do that. So you have to take that first step to recognize what it is that you want, what it is that you truly want to do, and not to forget to dream big, you know, dream without those limiting beliefs, dream without those thoughts where ego steps in and says, you don't have the resources or you can't do it in some way, or you don't think you have the gifts or abilities, but to know that with what it is that you're passionate about and if you have that desire to do that, then you do have those gifts and abilities that match that, okay?
To what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So it starts by raising your vibrations, doing those things that you truly love to do, and, you know, really loving yourself completely. So whatever that looks like to you, and because you're very clairvoyant, what does that look like? You know, what is it that your third eye is showing you on what it is that you need to do next and what it is that you want to do? So that word want is going to be for you right now. What is it that you want to do? Okay. And that's going to help you with loving yourself, and it's going to help you to let go of a lot of things that are not meant for you, to release some things that are not meant for you, those things that may have been giving you anxiety, those things that may have been feeling like a burden to you, to release those things. But to know that when you focus on you and what it is that you need to do right now for yourself, you're going to be then able to see what you need to do when it comes to all different areas, when it comes to love, when it comes to career, when it comes to different relationships, and whether it's a job. I do hear career for you. So I don't know if you have been thinking about a career for yourself. But all those things are going to come into clarity as you work on yourself, as you love yourself, as you do those things that you truly want. Are you a drawer by any chance, or a painter?
Yeah, with the colors, it's more about like watercolors and making colors, blending colors.
Oh, wonderful. Do you do that right now?
Just for fun. Yeah, just, you know, a pandemic activity. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, as you are, because I saw an easel for you, on a stand.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, keep doing that, you know. And also, as you are doing the watercolors, you know, to draw those things that you see in your mind's eye. Because that's actually going to help you to see what it is that you love to do, more of what you love to do, aside from the painting.
Right.
As well as what it is that you want to see in your world. So what your dreams, what it is that you really want to do, that's all going to come into focus as you continue to draw, as you continue to paint. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you. Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Wonderful.
I wanted to ask, what is Shamuel the angel of?
Angel of love. So, you know, it's self-love, of unconditional love.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then, yeah, when it comes to Archangel Gabriel, it has to do about that journaling. Just journal everything out. And if you call, when you call in Archangel Gabriel, he'll be able to give you more of the messages that you need to see. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
Wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia. How are you today?
Good. How about you, Kimberly?
I'm well.
Wonderful. So how can I help you today?
Well, I think this is more of a it's a personal question because
okay.
I'm in the teaching profession, and where I am, I teach in Atlanta, Georgia, and the pandemic cases are like 700 per 100,000. So according to CDC guidelines, it is a substantial spread. However, my school system has decided to bring students and teachers back into a dangerous situation. I applied for telework, and it was approved, so I'm still working from home because I have an underlying condition. But
okay.
My question is, you know, to the angels, it's just, to me, it's almost as the people that are in power and making these decisions do not have common sense, because the vaccine is not a cure-all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do not understand for the life of me why they, you know, doing the shutdown again and trying to figure out really how to mitigate these circumstances. I just want to hear from the angels on, you know, like what's next, because it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, I mean, you know, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward and Archangel Gabriel. And, you know, what you're seeing, what you're able to see is a lot more than what other people can see. Because you have, you know, you are awakened and you are able to connect with the spiritual world. So, you know, you do see a lot more than some people may be able to see. And so, you know, when it comes to, let me try to explain this. What they're sharing with me is that it's going to just be important for you to go with the flow. And
okay.
I know that may seem frustrating. And that may not be what you want to hear, but there are things happening. There are things happening behind the scenes that you are not able to see. So they're setting the stage for a lot of different things to happen. So there are things that you're not able to see that are happening. And there's also other people who are in the same boat as you. They're not sure why this is happening and that it doesn't make sense when it could be done in this way or it can be done this way. But to know and trust that there are great things happening and there are a lot of good things that will come out of this. So... you know, keep doing that journaling, keep doing the meditating, you know, to really just be grounded and centered. There are, you know, a lot of great things that will come out of this, even though, you know, some things that you may be hearing from other people doesn't make sense to you. Just know that there are great things unfolding. So just hang on. I know it can be frustrating, but a lot of times the archangels, even to me, like they're always like, wait, because there are things happening that are going to be great once everything does start to open back up. There are, the archangels are working with other people who are in different areas of your work, the school, that are together. So, yeah, just hang on. Keep doing that work on yourself, the healing work that you're doing, because you are starting to really open up to more and more that you're meant for. Just keep focusing on yourself during this time where you're being told to wait, and, doing that work on healing and letting go. I know that you've done a lot of work, especially, after last year. I do see this big opening. Like, it feels like fresh air. Which shows me that you've done a lot of releasing and letting go. So keep doing that work. Keep digging deep. Don't be afraid to dig really deep. And it may, feel a little uncomfortable, but there are some things that Archangel Raphael showed me when it comes to childhood things. So, to keep doing that work on healing, and you're going to really start to see more shifts happening for you. And I feel that you have seen a lot of shifts happen for you already.
Right. And you were saying, things opening up. After this year, my desire is to have a job outside the classroom, because being in a classroom is not my desire. So do they have anything to say about that? Because I'm working on that now.
Yes, and what you're going to be seeing is more of that, so more of that change. So you're starting to see that clarity and what it is that you really want to do. And as you keep doing this work on yourself, as you keep meditating, as you keep journaling, you're going to see even more with a clarity on what specifically you want, you're meant to do. And it's not just going to be about the classroom or about teaching, but it's going to be even more for you. So I think I have maybe shared before on what it was that the archangels were sharing with me on different career paths for you. But to know that you are headed that way. And so, keep working on that. You're going to get that clarity. You will understand even more on what it is that you're meant to do. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, hon. Melissa. Hey, Gio.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm doing great.
I do hear some feedback. If you're listening to me, can you lower the volume of...
I fixed it.
Thank you.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I'm not getting the feedback like I did before. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I would like to know if I have any message.
Okay, so.
Please.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had something else that you were going to say. So I have Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for you. So what they're sharing with me is that it's going to be important for you to keep working on yourself. Focus on you. During this time, we're actually getting this new energy that I feel for you especially, too, that is coming in. Yesterday we had the inauguration, and that's just the starting point. We had this new... administration, and so there's a lot of other changes that are going to be happening in the coming weeks. But it's also going to be, and that change is also going to be happening for you as well. But the thing is, you have to keep letting go, and you have to keep doing the healing work. What is it that keeps coming in for you? What things are bothering you? What things are affecting you right now? That's within your heart. That's within those feelings you have where you can't do something or you're not good enough in some way. What are those things that you need to work on? And so, you know, calling on Archangel Raphael as you do some journaling, they're going to show you those things that you need to release and let go. And it goes deeper than surface work. So you have done a lot of surface healing, but they want you to start digging deeper. So, you know, even though you may have some language barriers, or you may think that there are some things you can't do, to know that you can do it, that you are able to work with the archangels to do the healing, so that you can really be able to understand that you're meant to do so much more. And there's a lot of changes that are happening, and there are a lot of things that the archangels really want to show you and really want to send to you, but you're blocking it. There's a block there. So, you know, I want you to, you know, continue to work with the archangels on this, especially with Archangel Raphael. Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward also, because it has to do with communicating. So not only journaling, but also being open with what it is that you're feeling, what it is that you're going through, what it is that you learned from those. Because, you know, as you share those things, as you bring that up, you're going to not only bring out the old energy, but also you're going to be able to, as you're talking, you're going to be able to say, oh, you know, that's something that I didn't realize that I can do. Or I didn't realize that, and get those aha moments from the divine, from the archangels, from your guardian angels. So it helps to express it. It helps to share it. And there's also, you know, as you do that, you're going to be able to then get new ideas as well. You're also going to be able to see more of what it is that you're supposed to do, your next steps. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's really important for you to do the journaling and healing. And it's about really going deep on that. And I know that we have talked about that, you know, each week, but there are a lot of things, especially when it comes to, it has to do with generational things from your parents that was passed down to you and even to them, that really needs to be seen in a new light and to really be healed and released, so that you can be able to start to move forward in a way that you're meant to. And, you know, the divine always shares with us and reminds us that we can do anything that we truly want to do. So what does that look like for you? And they really want you to see that. So, you know, once you are able to clear the limiting beliefs, you're going to be able to see that you can do anything that you truly want to do, that you really are passionate about.
Yes, I have a quick question. Last year, I was in a place where all these people started making fun of when a picture of an archangel was shown. You know, because it's not really how an archangel looks when humanity does that picture. But They laughed about, and it bothers me because there was a lot of people there, and I just want to express that because it just bothers me, and I just want the divine to hear it.
That is part of that generational limiting belief that is coming through. There's a reason why that made you upset. There's a reason why that triggered you. And it has to do with those things that you've been told in your past from adults, from even your parents may have been told this or have been told the same things as well. So that trigger is one of those things that you need to work on. Why did that bother you so much? And what is it that you need to see about that situation? What happened in your past that you need to look at that has to do with that moment in time? So
okay.
I know you have some ideas running through your head. So make sure that you write those down. And all those things that are coming to you, those memories that you have, the thoughts and the feelings that you have, it's important for you to write those down, to journal on those, because you're going to be able to see and put together all those things that you've been told when it comes to you can't do something or you're not good enough or that all those different things. Those are limiting beliefs. Those are things that are not who it is that you are. So, and that you can't do something or you can't be something or you don't have the resources, so I can't do it. Those things are those. That mindset is limiting beliefs. That's ego, and that's things that you need to clear and to know that with the divine, you are meant to do anything that you truly want to do, okay?
Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Was there anything else?
What does it mean, like little bubbles, multiple bubbles, like a blue color, like a sapphire color and pink inside on the same time? Because that's divine?
Yes. So I have, Archangel Michael has always been there with you throughout this week, throughout the last couple of weeks. So Archangel Michael is, protecting you. He's always there protecting you. Also, Archangel Samuel is there loving you. So you know that they're always there for you. But remember to also raise your vibration. Do those things that you love to do. When we do healing, it's also important for us to do the work, fill up our energetic cup and do those things that we love to do as well on top of the healing. Because healing work is hard. It takes time and it takes energy also. So it's important for you to raise your vibration, do those things that you love to do, listen to music, do some drawing, anything that you really like to do, to do those things, go outside and make sure you take some walks and breathe in the fresh air, because that's going to help fill you up. Because what I am feeling for you is a low energy. So to, keep doing those things that you love to do this week on top of doing the healing. And it's going to help raise your vibration. It's going to help you to then also understand what it is that the divine is trying to share with you, okay?
Okay, that's beautiful. I'm happy to hear that. more than happy.
All right.
Like I had mentioned before,
you can always connect with me. If you go to my Facebook page, you can message me from there as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Han, for all that. It's beautiful.
You are very welcome. Thanks. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Oh, yes. Blessings to you and your family. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We are at almost the top of the hour. So, you know, before we close out today, you know, I just want to mention that, you know, when it comes to the beauty that is you, you know, Archangel Jophiel is stepping forward and reminding us that who it is that we truly are is meant for us to be. You know, they created us in their image. And that means that no matter how it is that we are, you know, when it comes to our personalities, how it is that we act, how it is that we do things, how it is that we speak, that is how we were brought here. And so, you know, not to be ashamed of it and not to try to be someone else or something else, but to be, just be proud of who it is that you are and be that and shine that out to others, because there are people who need to hear from you, and there are people who need your energy, that who need to really learn from you and heal from you. You know, I have always mentioned that we are all healers and teachers. And it's so true. When we share our experiences, when we share those things that we've learned with others, we are teaching others. And that we are also, through our experiences, through what it is that we've learned, we also are able to heal others as well. Because there, when we send out our energy, we attract those people who are meant for us. And a lot of times that is going to be those people who have gone through similar situations that you have, that are going through this moment what you've already been through. And so when you share those things that you've been through and also share those lessons that you've learned, you are able to heal those people that you're attracting. You're able to teach and heal and really help others to see their own light that's within. And as you share more of who it is that you are and shine your light, you are then able to help others to open up, awaken, and also be able to share their own light with others. And that is the beauty of who it is that you are. And so why would you hide that? Why would you want to be something you're not, someone you're not, being someone else? I mean, someone else is already taken, so But know that you are needed, you are wanted, and you are amazing, and you are beautiful. And so it's really important for us to truly see that, especially right now when things are starting to shift and change in this world. It's important for you to really step forward. It's really important for you to really share that love and shine that light that is within you, and be who it is that you are, so that it can spread, so that love and light that can spread to others who need to see that, who need to see that light, who needs that love, so that they can see it within themselves, and that so that they can continue to share that with those that they're meant to share with. So what does that look like for you? What is it that you need to share? What is it that You need to shine out when it comes to your love. And that love also has to do with those things that you are passionate about, that you desire. That is part of your love. That when you share those things that you are truly passionate about and live that life of love and happiness, then you are sharing that love. That is part of that. And also sharing that light that's within you. Because, you know, if you look, if you see others who are doing those things that they truly love to do, you see that in them. You see it in their expressions. You see it in their motivation and just how excited they are to be able to share that, to be able to do that work. It's because they're going after those things that they are truly passionate about and that they truly love. So what does that look like for you? So, you know, as always, I'm sending you all lots of love and light. Next week, I will be back, or I should be back, onto my Wednesday schedule. But I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I want to thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening today as you go about your week. And don't forget to really communicate this week of what it is that's within your heart. And you never know who it is that you're going to help in the process. You don't know who it is that you're going to help heal. You never know who it is that you're going to be teaching when you do that. So sending you all lots of love and light. And I hope that this week you are all filled with so much love, so much healing, so many blessings. And I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.